Okay, this is concept 49. Can you believe it? We are this far along. Our topic is sanctification, a contemporary paradigm. In other words, what does holiness look like to this generation? What does holiness look like in our world? So we're going to develop this paradigm for at least this week and next, maybe 3 weeks, but we can't go beyond that. So we'll aim for that. Now, here's where, to set the context, we're looking at the work of redemption that is commonly known as the order of salvation. The Latin terminology for that phrase is the Ordo Salutis, and it refers to the succession of events in God's plan of salvation. Here is a depiction of it that starts with the outward call and then just goes 10 paces around the face of the clock, from outward call to inward call to regeneration, faith, repentance, justification, adoption, sanctification, perseverance of the saints, and then finally glorification. So we are as far as step number 8, but we're going to have to spend some time here for this reason. Now, I'm going to put a little schemata up here for you, and I want you to chart your spiritual journey a little bit with me, okay? So this chart is looking at your lifetime, and of course you were born in this far left-hand little line, and then for a period, unless you were saved in your mother's womb, you had a period in which you were apart from God, and the Bible says you were dead in your sins, and then you heard the outward call of the gospel. Somebody explained to you what it meant to be a Christian, and some time lapse probably occurred between that outward call and then when you actually became a Christian. Probably it was about a 3 to 4 year period for me from the point somebody sat me down and said, this is how this works. And at the time I was a very religious person and I didn't really understand what they were talking about. I thought I had what they were talking about. I had a religion, but I didn't have a relationship and I didn't know the difference between the two. So it took about 4 to 5 years for me to finally reach the point of where the inward call took hold of me. Come in, Kurt. And then all of these things unfolded at the point of the inward call when I became a Christian. And then look what happens. Is at the beginning of God's work in your life, all of these things kind of happen simultaneously at the very beginning. And then one takes place is you enter into this long process called sanctification. These other things are tend to be instantaneous, but sanctification is what we call a long obedience. Now, what's happening underneath sanctification is what's called perseverance of the saints. And that is that God is actually preserving your salvation by giving you grace to persevere. And perseverance refers to the trials and periods that you will encounter along the way, which will be so severe in nature that will cause you to doubt your faith in God or doubt something about your relationship with God. But by the grace of God, you will always overcome those periods of that are what we call dark nights of the soul, or those tunnel experiences where you go into these tunnels of darkness and you just feel disconnected from God, or you lost your joy or your hope or what have you, and you're struggling. And what goes on in that period is God is actually executing your sanctification process. And underneath, what you don't realize is that He's giving you all the grace you need to continue. When you kind of run out of your own momentum and run out of your own energies and you get discouraged and want to just not believe this anymore or not continue to honor God anymore, God gives you grace. And it's like Satan is pouring sort of water on your fire, and God is pouring gasoline on it. So the water tends to douse the fire of faith, but God pours gasoline on it, which fans it. So the fire never goes out. That's called the perseverance of the saints. That's what's happening behind the scenes. But we're looking at sanctification first, and then we'll get to perseverance of the saints. And then, of course, death occurs, and we move into glorification, which is where we lay aside this old sin nature. we are given a heavenly nature, a nature that's equipped for heaven, and then we leave the earth and go to heaven. Death to the believer is graduation. It's not an end point. It's not termination. It's graduation. So now what I want you to do is I want to put time frames in here on your schemata. When did you first hear what it meant to have a relationship with God through Jesus? What age were you when that was brought to your attention? And then how long before you responded to that? When did you accept that invitation? And that is this line here, inward call. And when you responded to the inward call, inwardly to the call of salvation, that triggered regeneration, conversion, justification, and adoption. Those all happen simultaneously. So all of these things are working behind the scenes. Now, what I want you to understand about this schemata is everything that you see above the line is what you're aware of. Everything below the line is what God is doing that you're not aware of. Understand it that way. And if all that we see above the line, if that's how we limit our experience, then we shortchange the great work that God is doing in our lives. That's what I want you to see. And putting it all together, you got this beautiful, tapestry that God is painting of your life. What you see is above the line. That's what you experience. What's below the line is what God is doing that you don't always experience. You're not always conscious of it. That make sense? All right, so put some timelines on there and turn to the people at your table and discuss that with each other a little bit. And I'll click my recorder here and give you